From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has announced the arrest of a government contractor it said sent classified material to an online news outlet. It comes the same day as a report by The Intercept saying a classified document it obtained showed Russian military intelligence trying to hack into U.S. voter registration systems before last year's elections. The woman arrested is identified as Reality Lee Winner, who is said to have admitted to printing classified intelligence reporting and mailing it to a news outlet. The affidavit also says a U.S. intelligence community agency determined in its investigation that six people had printed the document, including Winner. President Donald Trump Monday proposed privatizing the nation's air traffic control system, saying reforms are needed to cut air travel and fuel cost and curb annoying delays for travelers.
For too many years, our country has tolerated unacceptable delays at the airport, long wait times on the tarmac, and a slowing of commerce and travel that costs us billions and billions of dollars in lost hours and lost dollars themselves. Today, we're proposing to take American air travel into the future.
He called on Congress to create a private nonprofit company to run the system. It is one part of the president's proposals to improve the nation's infrastructure. The president took to Twitter again to call for travel ban from what he called dangerous countries while criticizing what he sees as politically correct efforts to soften his original executive order to block entry to people from a group of majority Muslim countries. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tuesday, Britain held a nationwide minute of silence to honor the victims of Saturday's terror attack in London, as police announced the name of the third attacker killed by officers and made a new arrest linked to the investigation. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said at a vigil Monday that the city will never be broken by terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump in a tweet was critical of Khan's response to the attack, and Khan has since responded, saying that Mr. Trump's planned state visit should be canceled.
When you have a special relationship, it's not different, no different to when you've got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you call them out when they're wrong. And there are many things about which Donald Trump is wrong.
Metropolitan Police said detectives believe that 22-year-old Youssef Zagba was the third attacker who had not been publicly identified. They said he's believed to be an Italian national of a Moroccan descent who lived in East London and that he had not been a subject of interest for either police or MI5 intelligence agencies. Qatar's foreign minister has called for mediation after Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and Maldives Monday cut diplomatic ties, accusing Doha of supporting terrorism. Qatar called the measures unjustified and baseless, but the Middle East Institute scholar and former U.S. Ambassador David Mack believes there is some truth to the charge.
Qatar has provided a certain amount of political support and perhaps in many cases some financial support to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, and so I think there is truth in that.
Control risk analyst Allison Wood in Dubai said the decision came just weeks after President Donald Trump addressed Arab and Muslim leaders in Riyadh.
This is particularly the case off the back of the recent Riyadh summit that they had with President Trump when he visited Saudi Arabia, and recent meetings that have happened between the leaders of both the UAE and Saudi Arabia with the U.S. I think they probably felt like they were in a position of strength and had certain levels of endorsement from the U.S. for some around some of these issues, such that they could use this as an opening to pressure Qatar into coming more in line with their own policy positions.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he does not expect Monday's actions to have an impact on the fight against terrorism. The head of NATO says members of the alliance are united in their stance toward Russia in a way they have not been for many years. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday in an interview that NATO is committed to stepping up its defense while at the same time continuing dialogue with Russia. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.